cracking down on light bulbs. This is the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams, in for Lester Graham. Old incandescent light bulbs are getting pushed out of the way by the much more efficient, compact fluorescent light bulbs. But those fluorescent bulbs contain a small amount of a toxic chemical. Mark Brush is here. So, Mark, should we really be concerned about the tiny bit of mercury in these bulbs?
It really is a tiny amount. If a bulb breaks in your home, you're supposed to vent the room for 15 minutes before you clean it up. But regulators are concerned about large volumes of bulbs. The state of New York decided to crack down on CBS after The Late Show with David Letterman threw bulbs off a rooftop.
You have some fluorescent light bulbs, and you have some regular incandescent light bulbs. How many do you think we have there?
A couple of hundred. A
couple of hundred. And now come the fluorescent tubes. Whoa.
The little cloud of dust that rose as the bulbs broke caused people from around the country to call the New York Department of Environmental Conservation. And CBS reached a settlement with the state.
So it's not legal for companies to throw these off of rooftops, right? But what are we supposed to do with them?
Well, in states like California and Minnesota and some others, it is illegal to put these bulbs in your trash. But in most states, it's not illegal. They just want you to find a take-back program like the ones listed on EPA's website.
Okay. Thanks, Mark.
Sure.
This is the Environment Report. Most of the world's forests are on dry land, but in a few special places on Earth, forests grow underwater. They're kelp forests, and they're home to an incredible array of marine life. The trouble is, these underwater forests are vanishing. Anne Dornfeld reports on efforts to turn the tide.
Healthy kelp forests are biodiversity hotspots, but since the 1960s, Southern California has lost 90% of its kelp forests. That's because sea urchins love to eat kelp, and their populations have exploded. Overfishing has removed most of the large fish and lobsters that eat urchins. A few years ago, urchins had mowed this kelp forest near Los Angeles down to just a few square feet. Now it's the size of a football field, thanks to a team from Santa Monica Baykeeper.
What we do is go down, collect urchins by hand, get them on the boat, and relocate them to areas where they will no longer harm a kelp forest.
Brian Mukes is leading a group of volunteer divers on this urchin relocation mission. 25 feet underwater, the ocean surges so violently that the divers cling to rocks so they won't be swept away. It's tricky to find a safe rock to grab because most of them are covered in urchins that have moved in on this young kelp forest. But urchins aren't the only migrants. Huge purple sheephead and fire orange Garibaldi fish swim by. A small octopus sits curled in a crevice. Pastel sea stars are everywhere. 4 years ago, this site was pretty much just rocks and urchins. Two dives later, we move to deeper water a mile away. This will be the urchin's new home. The divers count the prickly balls as they throw them overboard. Similar kelp restoration efforts have revived kelp forests along other stretches of the California coast. But while those projects involved reseeding of the kelp forest, Mukes says Baykeeper focuses on urchin relocation.
We found that mostly just get rid of the urchins and natural kelp spores will seed the reef and the return of kelp will ensue.
Kelp restoration is a heartening environmental success story. In order for Southern California's kelp forest to make a widespread comeback, Brian Mukes says the state will need to limit the fishing that caused this problem in the first place. And that issue is as prickly as an urchin.
And that's the Environment Report. I'm Rebecca Williams.
Support comes from the Park Foundation and the Gaylord and Dorothy Donnelly Foundation. You can get more information and subscribe to our podcast at environmentreport.org. The Environment Report comes from the University of Michigan.